Well, good afternoon, everybody. We have a lot of work to do today. Hopefully we can be efficient and go through this. We'll do the work sessions first as planned, and then we will go to the public hearings that were scheduled for last Tuesday. I think we can get this done. Committee members, thank you for hanging in there. Is going to be a bill that I'm presenting, and so I'm going to ask Senator Farron if you assume the chairmanship of this next hearing.
Thank you, Senator Diamond. I'd like to open the public hearing on LD 128. It's a bill to an act to authorize the Commissioner of Transportation to enter in agreements with the United States Department of Transportation. And it's presented by our chairman of the Transportation Committee, Senator Diamond. Senator Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members of the Transportation Committee. It's a pleasure to present this bill, especially since it's the last one. And I think everybody's eager to have this done. I don't expect it'll take long, but I am Senator Bill Diamond, and I'm presenting to you an act to authorize the Commissioner of Transportation to enter into an agreement or agreements with the United States Department of Transportation, LD 128. The passage of LD 128 would change the applicable sections of the Maine statute to allow the Maine DOT to enter into an agreement with the Federal Highway Administration for assignment under the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, of 1969. By pursuing NEPA assignment, MDOT is seeking to be deemed the lead federal agency for environmental review. Questionnaire is why. And the Maine DOT Deputy Commissioner Dina Fisher is here to present the bill and further explain the benefits. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for that opportunity to present this bill.
Thank you, Senator Diamond. Before we move on, any questions from the committee members to our bill sponsor? They're letting you off easy, Senator.
I know. God bless you.
You got that. With that being said, I recognize Nina Fisher, please.
Thank you, Senator Farron. Can you folks hear me okay? I switched my audio to telephone. Is that better? Okay, great. So let's talk about license plates and NEPA. Senator Farron, Senator Diamond, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation, my name is Nina Fisher, and I am Deputy Commissioner of the Maine Department of Transportation. I am before you today to present LD 128. The passage of LD 128 would allow Maine DOT to enter into agreements with the Federal Highway Administration within the United States Department of Transportation for assignment under the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, of 1969. NEPA is a federal procedural law that establishes a national environmental policy. It provides a framework for environmental planning and decision-making on Maine DOT projects that either receive federal funding or require federal approval. When planning projects, Maine DOT is required to conduct an environmental review to satisfy NEPA. By pursuing NEPA assignment, FHWA's environmental review responsibilities would be formally transferred to Maine DOT, and we would be deemed the lead federal agency for environmental review in consultation with other federal agencies. While Maine DOT would provide oversight of the process, the passage of LD 128 does not change any existing environmental laws. In order to accept NEPA assignment, the state of Maine, under 23 U.S.C. 326 and 327 of the federal code, must meet three legal requirements. One, we must agree to accept the jurisdiction of the federal courts for the compliance, discharge, and enforcement of any responsibility of the Secretary of Transportation by waiving the state's immunity from civil liability on transportation projects within the NEPA assignment program. Two, we must acquire authority to enter into a memorandum of understanding with FHWA to define the range of environmental responsibilities the state assumes. And finally, three, we must provide certification that Freedom of Information Act, FOIA equivalents, are in place. LD 128 proposes making the necessary changes in state statute that would allow Maine DOT to meet these three requirements and start the process. Meeting these three legal requirements is the first step in receiving NEPA assignment. Once Maine DOT enters into an agreement with FHWA, the federal agency will monitor the department and perform audits on Maine DOT for 5 years to ensure compliance. FHWA will continue to have oversight of any state or international border projects and government-to-government tribal consultations. There are currently eight other states that have successfully accepted assignment under NEPA. These states are currently enjoying the benefits of serving as the lead agencies for environmental review. States such as California, Texas, and Ohio are reporting a 25% reduction in time spent on projects for which NEPA is required. While Maine DOT's program is smaller than those in many other NEPA assignment states, we expect to enjoy similar benefits. Saving time on a project directly equates to saving money. Accepting NEPA assignment will result in a more efficient and streamlined environmental review process by providing for a direct consultation between Maine DOT and federal regulatory agencies while still meeting environmental protection standards. We are fully prepared and equipped to move forward with these responsibilities. Maine DOT has the professional and experienced staff to carry out the required environmental analyses and is performing these today. During the past several years, Federal Highway and other national organizations have recognized Maine DOT for our environmental stewardship. These awards include the Northeast Transportation and Wildlife Achievement Award for the Maine Atlantic Salmon Programmatic Section 7 consultation in 2018, the U.S. DOT FHWA Excellence in Teamwork Award for the Maine Atlantic Salmon Programmatic Section 7 consultation in 2017, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Endangered Species Recovery Champion Award in 2016. We urge you to support LD 128, which would allow us to move forward in this process, and we're happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Fisher. Any questions from the committee members? Seeing none, Darlene, keep me straight here. I'm looking there. Seeing no questions. Darlene, is there anybody in the queue for any?
There is not.
All right. With that being said, I will close the public hearing on LD 128 and turn the gavel back over to our honorable chairman, Senator Bill Diamond.